Good morning, YouTube Live. I'm Justin Lee Peterson. Good afternoon. Thank you for being with me. I absolutely appreciate it. I want to hear from you. Thank you for some of you already being there. So we're excited today. I want to know, is it possible to be a Christian and a Democrat? I have with me Christina Forster. And Christina is the founder and director of Christians, Democrats, of America. Christina, thank you for coming.
Thank you for inviting me.
I absolutely appreciate it. I know that this is December and almost Christmas, so Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too.
Are we allowed to say, is it offensive to say Merry Christmas?
I don't think so.
Yeah, me either. I know the liberals don't like it anymore.
Well, that's not true.
They like Christmas?
I don't know any liberals that have a problem with Merry Christmas.
Amazing. So, you are the founder and director of Christians, Democrats of America. I didn't know that that could even be possible. I do want to know about that. Are you a Christian?
Yes, I am.
And how long have you been a Christian?
As far back as I can remember, I was raised in a ministry family. As far as I remember, I was in church singing, worshiping God, part of the ministry. And I received Jesus Christ as my Savior as a child. And
that's amazing. Yeah. And so how do you know that you are a Christian?
Well, I think that that has to come from a place of your heart. I mean, everybody has their own relationship with God, and coming from that place of knowing Him, and that's, I think that it has to be a personal thing.
The heart is wicked. How do you know your heart is not wicked?
Well, yeah, that's why we need a Savior, right? That's why we need Jesus, too. And so I think that we're all, you know, the name of your show is a fallen state.
Yeah.
So that's why we need Jesus.
You believe that human beings are in a fallen state?
Yes, I do. And I think in general, but whenever you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, yeah. I mean, there's hope. There's always hope for people.
As a Christian, do you have anger?
I have temptation of anger, yes, and sometimes I give into it, unfortunately.
Oh, sometimes you get angry?
Yes.
And is that of God?
No, it's not. I think that we have human emotions, and that God knows we have emotions, so we need to channel that anger in the right way. So I try to channel my anger in the right way.
But isn't anger the nature of Satan?
If you allow it to overtake you, I think it is. And if you actually allow that to seed inside your heart and it becomes a part of your heart and you carry that anger with you, then yes, it can absolutely.
Is it possible to be a child of God and still have anger?
I think that, once again, if you are channeling that anger and you're asking God to help you and you're using techniques and, you know, things to get over that anger, then yeah, I think that God can help you through that. I mean, we're humans. So
will
we're
he take
have
it
to...
away from you completely so that you don't have Satan's nature? Because all men and women who have anger are children of Satan.
Well, I don't agree with that. I think if you allow anger to fester and it becomes fear and then it becomes hatred, then absolutely. I don't think you can live in that state. But again, we're all going to have times of getting angry, and that's when we have to ask God to help us and come in.
And when you
say
aloud, are you able to control anger?
Yes.
And how is the spirit that made a home in you? How are you able to control it?
Through prayer, I have to ask God to help me. I've got a little Irish in me, and so when you got a little Irish in you, the anger can flare up at times, and I ask God, help me. And I get peace. He gives me peace, and I can
have you forgiven your mother for causing you to become angry?
Well, my mother didn't cause me to become angry. I don't know what that means.
Did your father cause you to become angry?
You know what? I think that people in our lives at all times, friends cause us to become angry, but we can't put that on other people. It's my choice. If someone triggers anger, that's my choice to react and to get angry or not. That's up to me, my responsibility.
You said that your mother didn't do it. Did your father do it?
No, there's no one that specifically caused me anger. That's a human condition. We are going to become angry at times.
What is Christians, Democrats of America? What's their purpose?
The purpose, I actually started the organization 12 years ago, and it was because all that I was seeing in the media represented from the Republican Party, who claimed to have the God mantle, was not representative to me of what true Christian values were. And I wanted to start something where Christian Democrats and progressives had a place they could have a community and organize and be a new voice and represent our voice in the media and in politics.
Amazing. And so do you love the Republicans?
Do I love them? Yeah. Oh, sure. No, I don't hate anybody.
You don't hate
anybody? That's why I've got this T-shirt. Hate is not a Christian value.
Amazing. You have a couple movements that I would like to get to discuss. One of them is called hashtag Christians Against Hate. What is hate?
Yeah, absolutely. Christians Against Hate. And it's sad that we have to say that in these days and times, that we are and proclaim that, because it should be a given that if you're a Christian, you're against hate. But
what type of what kind of hate are you against?
All forms of hate against all forms of people. And
like what, for example?
Well, we're against hate towards immigrants and hateful rhetoric towards immigrants and refugees, like we hear coming from the president so often lately. That is something we're absolutely against as Christians.
And when you say immigrants, you mean illegal aliens?
I mean immigrants of all types.
How about the illegal aliens?
People who are undocumented, absolutely, yes. They're God's children, the same as documented Americans.
What makes you think that they're God's children? They have all types of diseases. They bring violence. They have out of wedlock children. They come here expecting free stuff to start the life out of America. Well, what makes you think that they're God's children?
That could be said of anybody who's in any country.
But that's true about the illegal aliens. Why do you call them God's children?
Of course they're God's children.
What made them God's children?
The refugee in the caravan coming over from Central America is the same before God as I am, or you are, anyone who in America who's documented. There's nothing special about being... I'm American, and so that means I'm more of God's child than that person. That's
but
not
what
scripture.
What made these dirty people that come here illegally God's children?
Well, I would first of all debate the fact that they're dirty.
Yeah,
I think
they're
that
full
that's
of diseases and crimes and drugs.
That's just not true.
Out of wedlock birth, all kinds of stuff. And right now they're at the borders of Tijuana and Mexico and San Diego, and it's been reported they're brought in all kinds of diseases.
Well,
they're getting
I'd like
sick
to see that report.
And they're not wanted in Tijuana either.
I'd like to see that report, like, that proves that, because I've seen reporters in there with a lot of these people, and they're just trying to flee crime. They're trying to flee poverty. You know, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, they were at one point refugees going into Egypt.
If they're trying to flee all those things, why didn't they stop in other countries before reaching to America? Why didn't they stop in El Salvador or Mexico or one of those countries? Why did they walk right through to come here if they are truly trying to flee crime and all that?
Well, we're supposed to be the city that's on a shining hill, right? I mean, America's supposed to be the Statue of Liberty, a place people come for hope and for help, for mercy. I hope that we become that again, because that's what made America great, is that we were a country that it said, you know, give us, you're tired, you're poor. That was what made America great. I hope we get back to that after
Why
Trump.
Why didn't they stop off in Mexico if they're fleeing violence?
Why
did they pass through Mexico to here?
I don't know all the answers to every single case. All I know is that this is a humanitarian crisis.
But it's not humanitarian, because they're not fleeing a war or anything. They're just coming here for free stuff.
Oh, that's not true.
No, it's true.
They're coming here, if you hear the folks talk, and I've talked
but
to some
liars.
Of these people.
They're not honest people. They're breaking the law, so they're liars anyway.
Well, if that's the case, then you could say the same for your president, because he breaks the law and he lies. He's lied over 4,000 times.
Are you referring to the Great White Hope?
Okay. First of all...
Are you referring to him, though, the Great White Hope?
Well, first of all, I want to know why it matters that he's a white hope, and then I want to know who he's a hope for.
Right.
I'm asking, like who is he? Who does he represent hope for?
Well, first of all, are you referring to the Great White Hope?
I'm referring to Donald Trump.
Okay, the Great White Hope.
Yeah.
He loved America first. He loved the world, but he's a nationalist, so he put the country first. first time I've seen that happen in my lifetime on this earth. Is it wrong for the president to put the country first?
Well, I don't think that nationalism is a good thing. No.
Why not?
We've seen where that ends up.
Are you
history.
A nationalist?
No.
What are you? Are you a communist?
No.
Are you a socialist?
No, I'm not.
What are you if you're not a nationalist?
I'm progressive. I'm a progressive. I'm a Democrat.
How can you be a progressive and be a Christian?
Well, I think that Jesus was a progressive.
Why do you think that about Jesus?
Absolutely. He came and he changed the order of things. He came and he brought a new message, and he brought a new kind of hope and a new message of love. And if you look at what Jesus talked about the least of these, I mean, he said, give them the shirt off your back. If they ask for your tunic, give them your cloak also. I mean, that was the message of Jesus. He
but
said,
Jesus came
welcome
for,
the stranger.
He came for salvation. These people are not being saved by breaking the law to come here and forcing their way into our country. Would you agree?
Well, they're not breaking the law by asking for asylum. That doesn't break
but
the law.
But they are. They're trying to cross the fence. They're attacking the border patrol.
Well,
they're doing everything.
There were a couple that were throwing some rocks.
Yeah,
I don't think that constitutes an attack. I mean, this entire process by the president has made the process illegal, because there is a legal process for coming and asking for asylum.
For refugees. These are not refugees.
Well, they are.
No, some of these women just walk across the border and they drop the baby across the border and call Inca babies.
Oh.
And the baby, and they become citizens. You think that's fair?
I think it's a mischaracterization.
No, it's true.
I think that that's part of the propaganda that's going out about people who are just coming for hope and are just desperate
so
for a chance.
Is it hope when they come and suck the life out of our social system? These illegal alien mobs are sucking the life out of our system.
Immigrants pay taxes, even those that are undocumented.
No, they don't pay taxes.
If you look at communities that have a high rate of immigrants, undocumented or not, those communities thrive. If you look at the
statistics.
Because
they get all this free stuff.
No, because they're paying taxes and they're also taking jobs Americans don't want. So we do need reform. I agree with you there. We need reform, but it needs to be the whole system and it needs to be compassionate. As a Christian, I think reform needs to be mercy first and compassion.
Do you agree that these illegal aliens are breaking the law by coming here?
No, they're not. Presenting yourself for asylum and asking, that is our lawful
process.
But
when they break into the country, that breaks the law.
Breaking in, if they're not actually asking for asylum and going through those channels, the thing is,
are they breaking the law at that point?
Well, the whole system is a mess. I mean, it's breaking. There's so many things that could be constituted as, oh, this is breaking the law. I mean, our system needs reform, because there aren't channels to go through. People say, go get in the back of the line.
There are channels.
There's no
they
line.
Can come through the front door.
They're trying. That's
no, they're
the
not.
Point.
These illegal mobs are breaking the law because they're lawless people.
Well,
they're nasty, dirty people.
I actually don't agree. I believe that as a follower of Christ, it's our mandate to go. We're actually going to the border. We're going to the border next Saturday, going to San Diego. We're taking our own caravan of Christians out there to help these people, to give them food.
So you're helping the illegal aliens?
We're helping the refugees.
Are you helping them to break the law to come here?
No, there are churches on the border right now that are helping and doing what Jesus said to do, which
but
is to welcome the stranger.
But Jesus would not be happy with those so-called democratic Christians because they're not real Christians.
Well, that's not,
because
that's
a real Christian is not a progressive, not a Democrat, not a liberal.
Well,
a real
right.
Christian is a conservative person.
Well, it's very judgmental, though. I think that it's very judgmental to judge someone based on their political affiliation.
No, they're not real Christians. They're fake Christians.
Well, that's very judgmental.
What do you mean?
Well, no one can judge. Jesus spent
an entire...
But
you're judging the president. You judge the Great White Hope for putting the country first. Well, how are you able to judge?
No, I'm not judging him based on that. I'm judging because he lies.
But you're not
on
supposed to judge
basis.
Him at all.
And because he doesn't put the needs of the least of these first. And in fact, every tenet and every value of Jesus Christ that I know of as a Christian, as I read my Bible, he's broken. He's not standing by.
What did the president, the Great White Hope, lie about?
Can I just ask, though, I really want to know, why is he, who is he a hope for?
He's hope for the country. He put the country first. He's hope for the American citizens first. He's hope to the blacks because for the first time in years, the blacks are finally working again. The women are working now. He's hope for the family. He's hope for the country. He's hope for everybody. We have not had this before.
Wow. That's an interesting take.
And so what did he lie about? You call him a liar.
Yeah, he's lied over 4,000 times on
about
record.
About what?
Do we have time to go through 4,000?
We have time for at least two or three.
Sure. I mean, he's lied about the investigation over and over and over.
What investigation?
Mueller investigation.
He has lied. There's been no proof of collusion.
He lies about
the president nor Russia. So that hasn't been a lie.
He lies about the media. He lies every single day. He's lied about whether he paid off a porn star.
How did he lie about the media?
He calls them the enemy of the people.
They are.
He calls things fake news that is actual real facts.
The liberal media is the enemy.
Well, there is no...
Of the people.
I will agree there's a left-wing media and there's a right-wing media.
Right.
But the media... And that's mostly political commentators, and you can disagree or not agree. But the media who is actually promoting and telling the truth, that's democracy. And we need them right now because what's coming out of this White House is propaganda.
No, that's not true.
It's all propaganda.
You didn't give me any proof of that at all. You just said about Russia collusion. There's no proof of that at all.
He lied about Stormy Daniels. He's lied about
Puerto
Rico.
But Stormy Daniels is a whore. She's a slut. You support the slut?
But he's not.
Do you support the slut?
No, I'm asking.
She just said that her lawyer tried to rip her off, too.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. And so even her own lawyer, according to her, tried to rip her off.
But
why would you believe a slut?
But she's not the point. The point
is... She's a slut.
Okay.
Why would you believe a slut?
Why is Donald Trump not a slut?
Because doesn't slut around.
He's the one who had an affair with the porn star and then paid off.
If that happened before he became president.
And then sent his minions out to get her.
Have you ever slut around?
No,
You never slut around?
No.
Have you ever slut with a man that you weren't married to?
Why are we talking about me?
Why are
we talking about me right now?
Because you're judging the president and you're judging a horse face.
God.
Do you love black people?
I do.
Do you love American blacks?
Yes.
Do you think black people should have preference over the illegal aliens?
I don't understand the premise of that whole question.
The illegal aliens come in, for the most part, they end up in the urban areas, meaning the black communities. And they bring in crime, they take the jobs away from the blacks, they take health care away from the women who can't afford it because these illegal coming in and having babies and they get free health care. Do you love the illegal aliens over the black citizens?
I don't love anyone over anyone. I think that
which one
we
do you
deserve,
love most?
See, this is why we need universal health care.
Which one do you love most?
I don't have a preference of
which
I
do
love
you put
this group
the
over
black
this
citizens
group.
Or the illegal aliens?
I don't think that as Christians we should be looking at, oh, this group I'm going to love more or prefer over this group. Jesus said, take care of the least of these. He didn't say
which
they
do
need to be
prefer?
Documented or this color or that color.
Which
he said, take
you
care
put
of them.
First, the black citizens or the illegal aliens?
Once again, I don't even agree with the premise of the question.
Why not?
Because
why are you in denial about the blacks?
What denial?
That these illegal aliens are landing in the black community. They're running them out of Compton, California, out of Watts, South Central LA, East LA, and even in Arizona. Blacks are being attacked in these schools by these illegal aliens all the time.
Well,
why do you put the illegal aliens before the black citizens?
I have not heard any black friends of mine say that.
Why are you paying attention to that?
I haven't heard anybody say that in the real world.
So why do you put your attention
to
the illegal alien before you would the black?
No, I think that's more, the whole premise of the question is based on more propaganda.
No, it's not propaganda, it's reality.
Against undocumented
immigrants. When you leave here, go over to Crenshaw High School or Manual Art High School or any of those high schools in South Central L.A., you will see that the illegal aliens and the blacks are under attack. They're fighting each other. They hate one another.
Well,
but
that's part
you,
of it, too. You know, that's also a trick of the GOP establishment and of the president.
It's the Democrats who want the illegals here.
Well, that's part of the trick of the 1% is to get this infighting between people, and then the people don't realize that
they're
actually
true.
taking taxes to the tax scam.
I'm surprised you're not being honest.
To help the 1% instead of to help them, and that they don't have universal health care. They don't have jobs that pay enough to make a living.
You put the blacks, the illegal aliens over the blacks.
No.
Then why don't you research the blacks to see how they're suffering as a result? You do research with the illegal aliens. Why don't you do it with the blacks to make sure that they're safe first?
Well, I think that there's a lot of issues, and the fact of one of the things is criminal justice reform. That's one of the big problems within the black community from the black people that I have worked with.
When you say criminal justice, mean that the blacks need to stop committing crime?
No, that's not what I'm saying
at all.
What
do you mean?
The injustice within the criminal justice system that we have incarcerated by far greater rate black men than any
is
other.
Is that because they're committing crimes?
No, it's not.
It is. They're not
that's
just putting them in jail because they're black.
No, that's part of a systemic racism throughout
that's
throughout
not true
much
at
history.
All.
You don't
if
think
the
that's
blacks
true?
Didn't commit the crimes, would they be in jail?
Well, a lot of the cases, white guys are committing the same crime.
No, I'm talking about the blacks. If the blacks didn't commit the crime, would they be in jail?
Okay, but here's the thing. If you have, like in New York was one example of the stop and frisk policy when that was enacted. There are so many white guys that were doing pot and they didn't get arrested, whereas the same, a lot of times it's a less majority of the black community and minorities are doing pot and they did get arrested. And so you have this widespread incarceration. That's injustice.
If the blacks didn't commit the crimes, would they be in jail?
Once again, it's an unfair balance and bias in the system.
If the blacks didn't commit the crime, would they be in jail?
Well, actually, that's a good question, because there's a lot of times that people we have seen through history, people of color have not committed crimes and have been specifically targeted, even though they haven't committed crimes. So I can't answer that honestly.
Would the blacks be in jail if they didn't commit the crime?
Not necessarily.
They would not be in jail, right?
I can't say that that's actually the
case.
Are
you an honest Christian?
Yes.
You're an honest person?
Yes, I am.
So would the blacks be in jail if they didn't commit the crimes?
I can't necessarily agree with that, no, because
they would still be in jail?
Yeah, I can't necessarily.
I've never gone to jail. I grew up on a plantation in Alabama under the Jim Crow laws. I've never gone to jail. Nobody in my family went to jail.
That's
None of my
great.
Friends went to jail. Why do you say blacks would be in jail if they didn't do the crime?
Because we have seen a intermittent bias throughout history.
Do you care about the illegal aliens landing in the black community and bringing all their mess to black people? Does that bother you?
Once again, I think that is a lot of propaganda statistics based
it's
on
it's not propaganda, it's real. Why do you call are you calling it propaganda because it involved black people?
No, absolutely.
But why
not.
Don't you want to be fair about the blacks? Because it is happening to the black citizens. Why
Once
don't
again,
you want to be fair about them?
I do want to be fair.
But you're not being fair right now.
Okay, how am I not being fair?
You just call it a propaganda. They have to live with it and deal with it every day. But you are calling it propaganda.
Once again, I've talked with a lot of black citizens in my work with CDA. I've worked with a lot of black leaders and civil rights leaders.
There's no such thing as black leaders. Those are black race hustlers.
There's no such thing as black leaders?
They're hustlers.
Well, I beg to differ. I know quite a few.
Do black people need leaders?
We all need leaders.
How about black people? Do black people need leaders?
We all need leaders.
How about black people?
All of us do.
Do black people need leaders?
I guess I don't understand the premise of the question. I think everybody of any race, we all need leaders.
Who is your leader?
Well, Jesus Christ is my leader.
And who is your physical leader?
Physical leader?
Yeah.
I don't know how to answer that question.
But why are you happy with blacks having leaders?
I think that we all need leaders. I look to black leaders myself. Martin Luther King Jr.
Where is Martin Luther King Jr. now?
In heaven.
I rest my case. So what other black what other black person or people are leading you now?
Are leading me?
Yes.
I really admire Kamala Harris.
Is she leading you?
She's a nasty, evil woman. I admire her as a leader. I don't think she's nasty. I think she's a great leader.
No, she's a dummy.
I'm afraid that's not
Is
true.
Is she your leader?
There's no... again, my leader is Jesus Christ. I don't have a specific leader that I look to.
Thank you.
This
so
is
do
my
black
leader.
Need a specific leader?
No, not. And I don't think in the way that you're trying to say that they do.
But you said black leaders as though black people need a leader.
Oh, no, no, and that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that there are people in the black community that are leaders,
no.
Just as there are people in the Christian community that are Christian leaders. There are people in
are there Christian
leaders
that lead you?
Sure, there are people that
who?
I
like
greatly
who?
Admire.
Like
that
who?
I,
who are your leader in the Christian community?
I don't have a leader, once again. I have people that I follow, that I admire their work and work with. There's a lot of ministers.
But they're not your leader, right?
No.
But why do blacks need leaders?
Once again, I don't think that what you're trying to say, I don't
I'm
agree that they
question.
Do.
I'm just asking the question. Do blacks need leaders?
Do they need leaders?
Yes.
Well, I mean, I think that we all need leaders.
How about blacks?
I think all of us need leaders. I don't see a difference between black people need leaders or Mexican people or white people need leaders. We all need good leaders.
Do you need a leader?
Do I need a leader?
Yes.
I think that we all need people that we can draw inspiration.
Do you need a leader?
I need people that I can draw motivation and inspiration from.
But that's not what I'm asking. Do you need a leader?
What do you mean by leader?
You said black leaders.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean the same thing you meant by that. Do you need a leader?
I guess I'm not understanding what you mean by the word leader.
You sound like Bill Clinton.
Do I what?
It all depends on what you mean about is. It all depends on what is. All of a sudden, you don't know what a leader is. And you're the one brought up black leaders.
Well, what do you think? What are you saying is the definition of the word leader?
I don't believe in leaders.
You don't believe in leaders?
No.
Okay. So what is...
When you mentioned black leader, what did you mean by that?
What I meant by that is someone like Martin Luther King Jr.
Where's Martin Luther King Jr. now?
In heaven.
I rest my case. I gotta ask, you're a very interesting Christian.
Thank you.
Do your parents know you're so out of control?
They raised me.
Your daddy is a beta male.
I don't know what that is supposed to mean. My dad's a Democrat.
Beta.
He's a Democrat.
But real men are not Democrats.
He's a Christian. He's been a pastor since 1973.
Is he the head of your mother?
No.
He's not the head of your mother?
No, God is the
he's
head of
beta.
My mother. God is the head of my mother and
are
my
you
father.
Married?
No, I'm not.
Have
I'm
you
divorced.
Been married?
Yes.
And was your husband ahead of you?
No.
No wonder you're divorced. I don't blame him.
No comment.
The other movement you started is called hashtag Christians Resist.
Yes.
What are you resisting?
We are resisting, once again, the discrimination against the least of these, the hate. So we're Christians against hate. We're resisting.
Why do you guys have so much hate?
We don't have hate. We're resisting what is coming from this administration.
How is the administration full of
voter
hate?
Voter suppression. I mean, you name
that's
it.
That's not true. You're making up stuff.
Trying to
so are you
take
saying blacks are too dumb to get up and go vote?
It has nothing to do with blacks. This has to do with voter suppression across the board
but
in all
the,
states. Look at
the
what's
Democrats
happening in North
was,
Carolina right
it
now.
It was the Democrats who were trying to steal the votes.
No. Democrats are not trying to steal the votes.
I want to ask, is it possible to be a Christian and vote for the Democratic platform?
Absolutely. So in fact, I think it's more likely that as a Christian you would vote for a Democratic platform.
What kind of Christian are you?
The kind
of your husband love you.
The kind of that follows the teachings of Jesus Christ.
No, none of what you teach is about Jesus.
Matthew 25.
No, you're just quoting the scripture like an educated person, but you don't know God. Have you noticed that?
No, I don't notice that. I've known God my whole life.
No, you know about him, but you don't know him.
Well, it's very judgmental.
No, it's true.
It's very judgmental. You're trying to say that you know my heart, and that's not a Christian
your heart.
Thing to
Let
do.
Let me ask about your heart.
That's
We're
not
going
a Christian
to
thing
your
to
heart.
Do.
As a Christian woman, can you vote for the Democrats?
I do because I'm a Christian, not
the
because
Democrats
I'm a Democrat
support
first.
Same-sex marriage. A Christian is not for that, right?
Of course you can be, of course.
For same-sex marriage?
Why not?
How can you be for that?
Why not? Why wouldn't you be?
Are you for abortion too?
There's no for abortion. That's a misconception.
Do you support abortion?
I believe that abortions are greatly reduced under Democrats. If you look at statistics under Democratic presidencies, abortions are reduced.
So you're okay with killing
measure.
A child in the womb?
No, once again, that's a mischaracterization.
But they are killing a child in the womb, right?
Again, that's a mischaracterization.
But I work down at the clinic for black people, right? And every Saturday, line up. Some of them 6 months pregnant, some a little longer. And their babies are being killed inside the womb. Is that Christian?
To have an abortion over 20 weeks, that has to be a specific thing of the health care of the woman. And that's usually a really difficult decision for women. And that has nothing to do with...
Is that Christian?
What is what Christian?
To support abortion.
There's not supporting. No one is supporting abortion.
Do you support abortion?
No one's supporting abortion.
How about you? Do you support
I support that a woman has a right to choose.
To kill a child?
No, not to kill a child, but there has to be...
What gave the woman the right? Who gave the woman the right to kill a child in her womb?
Once again, I actually have a really long article in depth that I wrote about this, about the history of Christianity and abortion. And do you know that until the last century... The issue of abortion didn't come up in the
right,
early church.
Jesus didn't talk about abortion.
The
men didn't let the women kill their babies.
Well, that's not true. There's always been abortion. There was
abortion
in biblical times.
I think white people still did it, but not the blacks.
There's abortion in biblical times, and
no.
Jesus and Paul never brought it up. Paul brought a lot of things up, but he did not bring
up
abortion.
No, they weren't for abortion. But let me ask you, do you support killing the child in the womb? What gave the woman the right to kill the child in the womb?
Well, once again, I think that's a mischaracterization, and I think that government, I'm the Democrat here, we're supposed to be for the ones for big government, but it sounds like you're more for big government.
No, you I'm want, asking you, you, want you the said it's a woman's choice or right. Who gave her the right to kill a child in her womb?
Let me ask you a question. Do you want there to be less abortions? Isn't
I want
that
there to
the
be
mutual
zero
goal?
Abortion.
Okay, the less
but
abortions,
you're not answering my
the way
question.
To get to that
who
is
gave the
democratic
woman,
policies.
Who gave the woman the right to kill the child in her womb?
I think that's a mischaracterization.
What is? Is she killing a child in the womb?
Once again, I believe that that's a mischaracterization.
Is she
what we're
killing a
about?
Child in the womb?
Depends on what you're actually...
There you go with Bill Clinton again. Depending on what you call a womb. Is it right to kill a child in the womb?
I think that it has to be a personal decision. I don't personally...
Is it right? You're a Christian. Is it right?
Is it right? Well, once again, I think that we have to be really careful about judging those circumstances.
Is it right?
If someone hasn't been in that circumstance... I think that I can't, I don't have the right to sit back and
no,
judge.
No, as a Christian, is it right? Do you know right from wrong?
As a Christian, it's not right for me to pass judgment on someone's.
Do you know right from
wrong?
Yes,
I do.
And so is it right to kill a child, for a woman to kill a child in the womb?
And as a Christian, it is not my right to pass judgment on
someone
else's situation.
Would you have an abortion?
No.
Have you ever had an abortion?
No, I'm not.
Are there illegal aliens living in your neighborhood?
I don't know for sure.
Oh, I don't blame you.
I don't know.
Would you date an illegal alien?
I don't know. I've not had that situation come up. I'll let you know if it does.
And so so you vote for the Democrats, support a same-sex marriage. You think two men or two women who are confused by themselves should get married?
Well, I don't think that they're confused by themselves. I think that people are created by God. And
you think
is
God
such a
created
thing,
the homosexual?
I think there's such a thing as sexual orientation. And God
you
creates
think God
all
created
children.
The homosexual?
I do think that God
what kind
created
of God you believe in, lady?
Show me where in the scripture where
he said homosexuality
marriage.
Is an abomination.
Well, no, he did not condemn same-sex marriage.
He said two
marriage.
Men and two women should not be doing it.
No, well,
have you ever done it with a woman?
Once again, show me in the scripture where it
I
says.
I just told you.
Where it says, show me the scripture
does
where
it
say
says it's abomination
that you
for men
can't,
and women
that,
to do that.
That men and that same-sex marriage is not a, cannot be ordained by God. Show
because
me where
he
it
married
says that.
A man and a woman, not a man and a man.
But,
or a woman and a woman.
But it doesn't
if
say that
okay
that's condemned.
So why do homosexuals have to go outside of their homosexuality to have a baby? You don't have to leave your heterosexual to have a baby, right?
What? I'm
you,
sorry.
You just have sex with a man and you have a baby, right?
Well,
you don't
yeah.
have to leave out of your heterosexual lifestyle to have a baby, right?
Right.
Why do homosexuals have to leave their lifestyle to get pregnant?
I think it's kind of obvious.
Why?
why they would have to, why two men can't have a baby.
Right.
How is
that? If God made them that way, why did he make it possible for them to have children? He knew that they would want children. Why did he make that possible?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
God didn't make them. Their father, the devil, made them that
way.
Well,
that's not true. No,
yes,
I think that there's no creation of God that was made by the devil. I think that's definitely...
No, he made the spirit. He made them
God loves all people.
No.
Yes, he does. God loves everyone.
He only loves those that he brings back to him.
Well, that's not scriptural.
Does he love you as you are?
Yes.
Then why must you be born again?
He loves us exactly as we are, and
then
he
why must you be born
us.
Again then if he loves you as you are?
Being born again, that's a personal thing. That's a personal salvation choice. But God loves everybody. He loved us before he died on the cross.
I believe that he loved us, but everybody, but not as they are.
He loved the thief on the cross.
You think God loved Pamela Harris?
Of course.
Does he love the Wicked Witch of the West?
Well, she's fictional.
No, she's real.
She's real? The Wicked Witch of the West is real?
With a low IQ.
Is she an Oz?
Maxine Warren.
Oh, my God.
You think God loved that witch?
She's not a witch,
yeah,
but I think
she's a witch.
He definitely loves Maxine
Does
Waters.
He love us as we are? Must we be
of
born
course.
Again?
Of course he loves us as we are.
Must we be born again?
Must we be? Well, that's the teaching of the evangelical...
So if he loves us as we are, why must we be born again? Why does he just accept us as we are?
Well, again, he does accept and love us as we are.
No, not if he must be born again.
He loved the thief on the cross.
Not if he must be born again. The thief had to repent.
And he loves us, though.
Before he could enter into the kingdom of heaven, he had to repent.
If God didn't love us in our sin, we would all be in a mess
right
now.
But not as we are, right?
We're all in a mess.
You're right. He does love us all, but not as we are, right?
No, he does love us as we are. Warts
and wrinkles, why do we have to repent before we get
in? Problems and issues and everything.
Why do we?
And thank God he does, or else we'd be.
Why must we repent before we can enter into the kingdom of heaven?
Why?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's just. I mean, we have to acknowledge that we have that we're a fallen state.
Why must we repent before we enter into the kingdom of heaven if he loves us as we are?
He loves us as we are, no matter what. But that's what compels.
Why must we repent? You're not answering that.
Why must we repent?
Before we enter into the kingdom of heaven, we must repent.
Mm-hmm.
And if he loves us as we are, why must we repent before we enter into the kingdom of heaven?
I think that's a real interesting way that you're trying to paint. The Spirit of God compels in love. That's how he compels. Jesus said there's two greatest commandments. There's two commandments. And when the Pharisee tried
question.
To answer that, he said, love the Lord your God
you're
with
not
all
answering
your
my question.
Heart.
Why must we repent if he loves us as we are?
Why must we repent if he loves us as we are?
Right, he would have just said, okay, you ain't got to repent. He'd be like the Muslim, come on here, with your head scarf on and everything. Allahu Akbar.
Did you know that Trump said that we don't have to repent? Trump said you don't have to repent.
He didn't say, he said he didn't have to keep
repenting. Yeah, he said he didn't have to repent.
But why must we repent if God loves us as we are?
Well, he loves us as we are, but he wants us to acknowledge our need for
does
him.
Does he want us to
And that's part of, and that's part of breaking down pride.
Does he want us to repent?
That's part of breaking, yes, absolutely. That's part
why,
of breaking down
Why, if he loves
pride.
Us as we are, why does he want us to repent?
Because he does love us. He wants us to be close to him. And we can't be close to him
Unless
if we're
we
not
repent.
Breaking down our pride
yeah.
before the Lord.
Do you
absolutely.
Sin?
Yeah, everybody sins.
How about you?
Yes.
As a Christian, you still sin.
Every day. If you go back
Did you
to the
sin
old
today?
One, I'm wearing mixed clothing right now. I'm wearing...
Are you
know,
sinning?
So that, I mean, if you go by the old law, that's a sin. I mean,
so are you sinning right now?
I think that all of us sin every day.
No,
that's why
how about
we need
you?
Jesus
do you
Christ.
Still sin as a Christian?
What do you mean by sin, I guess? I mean, what kind of sin?
You sound like Bill Clinton again. It all depends on what you mean
I
by
sin. I sin every day.
Sin.
Everybody, I believe
so
that everybody
today?
Sins every single day. That's why we need grace.
No, not
That's
everybody.
Why we need
I'm just
mercy.
Asking you, did you sin today?
Probably.
How about yesterday?
Probably.
What did you do?
I couldn't even tell you, but I'm if I tried to claim in pride and boast and say I never sin, that would be worse sin than whatever I did do. Because I think
so
pride and boasting is a great sin.
You support same-sex marriage.
Absolutely.
You support abortion.
I don't support abortion. Once again, I believe in a woman's right to choose.
Who gave her that right?
We have free will.
Who gave her that will?
Well, the Constitution right now, because that's a law.
But God didn't give her that will.
So that's a law, and we do have free will.
Who gave her that will?
God gives us free will.
No, he doesn't.
God doesn't give us free will?
No, he does not. Nowhere in the scriptures says God gave us free will. Why do you say that?
That's kind of the basis of...
It's not in the scriptures. Where do you get it from?
That we have free will?
Yes.
Well, that's just, I mean, theologically, I mean, if we didn't have free will,
then that
takes away all of our choice to come to God and our own compulsion.
As a Christian woman, are you willing yourself to sin?
Willing myself to?
Yes.
I don't understand.
You like sinning?
No.
Then why don't you will yourself not to sin?
Well, once again, I think that we're all in a state.
Why don't you will yourself not to sin?
I'm not perfect.
You like sinning?
I will never be perfect.
You like sinning?
I will never be perfect. And if I claim to be, then that would
be
a great pride.
Are you happy with sinning?
No, that's why I strive every day to follow Jesus and to ask God to help me to. If I get angry, I repent. If I go outside, that's why I keep a relationship with God every day.
That's amazing.
We need that daily relationship
with God. You think God is happy with you helping the illegal alien break the law to get here?
Oh, I know that God is helping us and wants us to go to the border.
Does God want you to break the law?
Which is that what we're doing next week. We're going to the border to help them.
Does he want you to break the law of the land?
To break the laws of the land? That's a tough question, because if you look at the disciples, if you look at what the disciples did, they spent most of their time in jail for breaking the law of the land.
Does God want you to break the law of the land?
The law of the land was against God's commands.
Does God want you to break the law of the land?
He wants us to uphold his law first.
I'm asking you.
So if the law of the land...
Does God want you to break the law of the land?
Well, I'm answering you.
No, you're not.
Yeah,
you're answering around me.
No, I'm trying to answer you. I think that we are supposed to obey the laws of
the
land.
That's not what I asked.
Unless
does God want you to break the law of the land?
He does not, unless
then
that law.
Then why are you breaking the law with the illegal aliens?
But you're not letting me finish. Unless that law contradicts his law. And because that would be the same. I mean, in Nazi Germany, were the Nazis? They weren't breaking the law of the land. The law of the land told them to do what they were doing.
Why are you breaking the law with the illegal aliens?
So you can't use that argument. The disciples.
Why are you happen to break the law with the illegal aliens?
The disciples broke the law every day that they preached.
And that's why you're doing it.
And that they preached the gospel.
And that's why you're breaking the law with the illegal aliens.
Jesus Christ. I'm not breaking the law with the legal aliens.
You're helping them break the law. You feel good about that?
No, I'm trying to help. We're helping people who are the least of these.
You won't even
help
the blacks.
Jesus Christ said, help the least of these.
You won't help the blacks in this city,
in
this country, but you'll help the illegal aliens.
In fact, it says that in the Old Testament, too. Old Testament and New Testament.
Why don't you help the blacks then?
We have worked with the black community.
By doing
it's
what?
Christian Democrats of America.
By doing what?
We've been working with the black community.
By
we work
doing
with
what?
Every community.
How help them how?
Working for criminal justice reform.
You helping to keep them out of jail?
That's not.
That's amazing.
This is amazing.
We got to stop for a minute. We have an Indiegogo program going, so let me take a break.
All right.
Travis is coming up and tell us about the Indiegogo campaign that we have going. You see my shirt, Free Thought Matters? They've been trying to shut us down, but we won't shut up. We're going to put the truth. So come on up, Travis.
Hey there.
Hey, Travis.
Hi there. Hey, everybody. How y'all doing? I'm going to give you guys a quick advertisement, and then I'll get out of here.
All right.
I'm just going to make sure that the mic's working. This is going to be a little awkward for the next couple seconds. We're a minute on the feed? Okay. I'll just take a seat and get comfortable. Sorry if you got to wait with my dumb face on camera for a minute.
It's ready.
We're good?
Yeah.
I just didn't want to do the plug without it, so make it true.
Travis is one of the producers of the Fallen State.
That's right.
He has on a hoodie.
Hoodie!
What does your hoodie say?
It says, Free Thoughts Matter. It's part of our Indiegogo campaign.
Yeah.
Listen up, folks. The children of the lie are attacking us on a daily basis. This stream's already probably getting shadow banned. As you all know, we produce free content for you. And we don't really ask for anything in return. So if you want more live streams like this, if you want more Man on the Streets and episodes, you got to give back. We're not asking for any direct amounts. We just started this Indiegogo campaign, so your donations could get something in return.
So one thing I want to add too, Travis, is that the Father's Day offers all of our content free of charge.
I just said that.
And if the people enjoyed it, most people do. We hear from them. They enjoy the show. And they have not helped us. Some of them have not helped. So we need them to help.
You hear that? Any of you, why didn't you just plug it?
And they can show appreciation for this Christmas season.
This dude literally made such a big deal about me plugging this, and now he's going to plug it.
Support the Free Thought Matter today.
Okay.
And how can they support us?
So you can go to thephonestate.tv, and you're just going to scroll slightly down. You're going to see a link. It's going to have Jesse with the Santa Claus outfit, and it's going to click on that, and it's going to take you to our Indiegogo page. You know, show your appreciation this Christmas season by giving to the channels and giving to the people who produce content that you like the most. We know you don't like to give your money to Hollywood and all that, so give your money to us, and we'll keep making shows like this, and we'll keep getting better content with more money from you. And we kind of did the math, guys. If just 5%, even less than 5% of our audience just gave $5, we'd already reach our goal. All of you in the live stream right now, it'd be amazing if you could go just give a dollar, even if you can't give five. You know, we did the math on that one, too, and if just 25% of our audience gave a dollar, we'd already be at our goal. So we can definitely get there, and the campaign's coming to an end, so we got to do it now. And we really, really appreciate your support, because we're in the culture war not because we want to be, because we have to be. And without your donations, we won't be able to keep providing this type of content for you. So please, you know, get on it put them, you know, pedal to the metal and donate all that you can. That's it. I think that's it.
And so the people can go to thefallenstate.tv.
That's right.
Go and then scroll down.
Yep.
And then click on our Free Thought Matter.
That's right.
Indiegogo campaign.
Free Thoughts Matter.
So the campaign will run all until Friday.
Oh, and December also, 14th. If you go to my channel, Travis Loudermilk, you can check out the new Is It Racist? So that's a funny video. You have to check that out. I just figured I'd get my shameless plug in. So.
White people always try to get this stuff in. This is white people mess.
We're getting stuff done, man. What can I tell you? It's a real pleasure to work on this show, and I want to keep working on it, guys. So, you know, donate all you can. Support Jesse. Support the cause. And,
okay, go sit down.
And keep Free Thoughts alive, guys. Whatever. I don't care.
So go to thefatherstate.tv, scroll down, and click on our Free Thought Matter Indiegogo campaign. The campaign will only run until Friday, December 14th. That's 1 week from today. And show us your support and also spread the word. We absolutely appreciate it. I want to go quickly back to my guests. I've been really enjoying talking to her. Are you having fun?
I am.
It's so amazing, huh?
It's amazing.
I'm talking to Christina Forster. She's the founder and director of Christian Democrats of America. Do your parents know that you are a Democrat?
Oh, of course. And they're Democrats. Christian? They raised me to be a Democrat.
Your father and mother?
Yeah.
That's a shame. Beta! if you guys have any questions from YouTube Live, let me know. All right? Kelly, you guys, let me know. Your organization has a shirt that says Christians Against Trump.
Mm-hmm.
How can a Christian be against Trump?
Well, very easily, because Trump doesn't represent any of the tenets of Christianity or anything Jesus talked about.
Like what? Well, he put the country first. Would Jesus put his own hometown first?
No.
He would put a visitor before himself.
Yes, Jesus said, welcome the stranger, welcome the least of these, the sick, take care of the sick, take care of the poor. That was the
and
message
so
of Jesus Christ.
So you're putting the illegal aliens before the citizens of this country.
No, that's
but
not what it's about.
But how's the president wrong for doing that? That's not what you're doing.
That's a mischaracterization. And again, that's a lot of And that's why we say we're Christians Against Hate. In fact, I'd like to give you, can I give you one of our wristbands?
Yes.
Christians Against, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. Christians Against Hate. That's why we're against hate, because Jesus was against hate.
So you have this organization, your organization has a shirt that says Christians Against Trump, but you don't have any real reason. Do you hate him?
We have a lot of reasons.
Do you hate the great
children
white?
Children in cages right now is a really good reason.
Obama had them in cages first. Was Obama wrong?
I don't agree with the policy, but what happened with the Trump administration, this is a new policy. This is something Jeff Sessions came out and
said. Let's start with Barack Obama.
Jeff Sessions came out and said zero tolerance policy, and that's why we have a crisis now, and there are thousands of children
the illegal aliens
in tent
being
cities.
In cages? Did you support the illegal aliens being in cages when Obama started the program, when he was doing the first?
No, I don't support that program. I don't support the program at all.
So he started
it. No matter who does it.
And the illegal aliens are aware that they're going to end up in cages before they leave home. Why would they pass through Mexico and come all the way to the United States to end up in a cage?
Well, once again, there needs to be a better process. Our whole process needs to change, and it needs to be, though, done humanely and really on the law. If we were going by the law has a humane process. And if they come and their case is looked at and they have to go back and they can't come into the U.S., then okay, that's
but
that.
But they're all breaking
but
the law.
But they need a fair hearing
but
of that and to do it
law.
In a humane way. You're a Christian, don't you
want
to do things
front,
in a humane way?
Yeah, by coming through the front door.
Well, that's
a humane way. Are you happy that these illegal alien mobs are bringing diseases? tuberculosis and all kinds of diseases?
For one, there's no mob. And for two, they're not bringing diseases.
They are bringing diseases.
You have proof
they're
of this.
They're bringing illegal alien diseases.
They're not.
Are you okay with that?
If that were happening, I wouldn't be, but it's not happening.
Do you agree with me that the Great White Hope is a perfect example of a Christian?
Absolutely not.
And why not? What has he done? What is he doing since being president that says that he's not a perfect example of Christian?
He's unmerciful. He's uncompassionate.
Did you get money back on the tax cut?
He lies.
What did he lie about?
He has lied. Every single day he's been in office about one thing or another.
Like
just look
what,
at his
for
Twitter.
Example,
just
what?
Look at his Twitter feed.
Like what for an example?
Well, once again, we'll go back to Stormy Daniels. He lied about
that
giving.
That was horse-faced. She a slut.
That's one thing he's
lied
about.
She got her money for her sluttiness.
He's lied continually about what he is doing every single day.
But you don't
what's
know
happening.
That. You're making that up.
No, I'm not.
You know for a fact he lied.
Yes, he
How
lied
do you know
every
for
single
fact?
Day. He started his first day in office lying about the crowd size of the inauguration.
What
that was
mean?
The first lie.
How do you know?
How do I know? Because he said it, and then you can
but
look at the crowd
know?
Size.
Were you there?
I've seen the photos. I saw the
were
video footage. No, I was not there.
Okay, I rest my case. I read that you ran the Christian for Hillary 2016 movement.
Yes.
Is it possible for a Christian to support crooked, lying Hillary?
Well, she's not crooked, lying Hillary, but
she
yes.
is a crooked, lying Hillary.
But yes,
why
absolutely.
Would you support Hillary?
Absolutely, because Hillary really stood for the values.
But she's a crook.
She really stood for the values, I believe.
A lying?
No, values that as Christians we should be most embracing.
So, what are those values?
Values, taking care of the poor, taking care of the sick, taking care of the stranger.
She doesn't healthcare. Even take care of the black citizens who voted for her. Are
no,
you happy
she
with
was,
that?
She was very, very helpful to the black community.
No, she went into the church and said, I don't fear no ways torn.
Well, why did she get the overwhelming black support then?
Because she
the
made
vote?
Them think that they're going to give them that she was going to give them free stuff. Black love free stuff, not all but most.
I don't agree with that characterization.
Would you let a little illegal alien move into your home?
Would I let them move into my home?
Yes.
It would depend on the circumstances. But
what
sure,
circumstances?
No different than anyone else if I was
what
reaching out to have someone help.
What circumstances would it depend for you to let illegal aliens move in?
If I had a friend that needed a place to crash and was, Jesus is bringing in the tired, the poor, if I
but
knew
if
someone.
But they tried to break in, you're right there in Arizona. If
yeah.
they tried to break into your home right now, would you be okay with that?
If someone tried to break into
no,
my home,
illegal
I would
aliens.
Not be. If anyone tried to break into my home, I probably would not be okay with that. No.
Why not? You're okay with them breaking into America.
No,
why
I'm not
into your home?
I'm not okay with them breaking into
yes,
America.
Yes, you are. You help them break in.
Once again, that's a mischaracterization. No, I'm a Christian against hate.
But they're breaking in.
Hate is not a Christian value.
Why don't you want them to break into your home? Why you would not be happy with that?
But that kind of characterization is painting them as the others, painting them as some kind of, like you said, a mob. That's a hateful premise. That's a hateful premise about our brother and sister. What if they're a brother and sister in Christ? What if they're a Christian?
You have a disease.
What if they're a brother and sister in Christ?
You have a disease.
No, I do not have a disease.
You smoke pot.
No, I do not.
Do you belong to the gangs that come in?
Once again, if it's a Christian brother or sister, then you are speaking
false witness. How are you a Christian brother or sister?
That's one of the Ten Commandments.
Do you lie your Christian brothers and sisters breaking into your home?
But that's one of the Ten Commandments is to not betray false witness against a brother or sister.
Do you mind
how do you know that these thousands that you're talking about and the folks coming over that need help
attacking the
are not
border
a brother
patrol
or sister in Christ?
I see them climbing across the border.
Well, I see little children running from tear gas
those
and
are
mothers.
Those brat children that are brought here by their brat mothers.
I see mothers and children.
No, it's not going to work.
Who are poor?
Do you love the children of the
destitute.
In a sense,
we have to have compassion.
Do you
That's
love the
thing.
Children? The children.
Of course.
Of the black people in this country.
Of course.
Do you put them before the illegal alien?
Once again, that is trying to pit one group against the other, which is exactly what the 1%.
But you're pitting the illegal aliens against the blacks.
That's what Trump tries to do, is pit groups against each other and fuel hate in this country.
Be
and
honest,
that's why we are
hate,
Christians against Trump.
Do you hate the president because he's a straight,
I don't hate the president.
White, conservative, Christian man of power?
I
that's
don't
why
hate,
you hate
the president.
Him. You hate men, all right?
I hate who?
Men.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you love men?
Yes.
But you love the homosexual men. Those are not
I
real
love,
men.
I love every man. I love men. I love women.
But homosexuals are not men, right?
I love children of God.
Homosexuals are not men, right?
Of course they are.
A transgender, like Bruce Jenner, that's a real man.
I don't know how you're trying to, what you're trying to get me to say there.
Is Bruce Jenner a real man or a real woman?
Bruce Jenner was a man.
Is he a man now? Is he still a man, even though he attacked him?
No, Bruce Jenner is no longer identifies as a man.
But what do you identify him as?
What do I? As he wants to be identified as a woman.
And do you identify him as a woman?
Yes.
And are you a woman of God?
Yes.
And you identify a man who put on female body part, but everything else is the same, as a woman?
Once again,
you identify him as a woman.
See, this is what confuses me, because in the scripture, everywhere that it talks about anything to do with these issues, it's also talking about gossip, it's also talking about sins of the heart.
Do you identify him
people.
As a woman? This
it's
man walked right by
it's
the
talking
car.
About taking
Would
care
you marry
of the
him?
Poor. It's talking about
Would
taking...
Would you marry him?
Why are we not talking about what the things
Would
the Bible actually
Bruce
talks
Jenner?
About? Because we're talking about Christian issues, and that what does Bruce Jenner have to
Would
do with...
Would you marry him?
...taking care of the least of these and the things that...
Well, he got least problems.
Really
Would you marry him?
No, I really probably would not marry Bruce Jenner.
And why not? Because he's confused, huh?
No, it's not mine.
His parts are not real.
Oh, I do not answer that.
I got to answer this. I got to answer this because we're running out of time.
All right.
Do you believe that a Christian should be a Democrat?
I believe that probably if you're a Christian following the teachings of Jesus Christ, it's more likely that you're going to vote Democrat at this point. But I believe, I don't think that our Christianity is based on what party we belong to. I don't believe that God is a Christian or is a Republican or a Democrat.
You don't believe that a Christian should be a Democrat?
No, I believe that probably your values will line up more so with the Democratic Party if you're following the teachings of Christ, especially now under Trump.
Do you believe that a Christian should be a Democrat?
I think I answered that.
No, not yet.
Okay, how did I not answer?
Do you believe that a Christian should be a Democrat?
I think that God is not a Democrat or a Republican.
I didn't ask about God. Do you believe that a Christian should be a Democrat?
I don't believe in just categorizing folks like that. In our group, in our movement, our Christians Against Hate, we have Republicans and Democrats who are Christians Against Trump.
I
embrace them the same, absolutely the same.
Did you vote for the fallen Messiah?
Who's the fallen Messiah?
Barack Obama, a big mama Michelle.
Yes, we had a Christians for Obama.
You voted for him?
Absolutely.
Were you surprised with Big Mama doing the Hoochie Mama dance and dancing with Ellen DeGeneres and all that?
I love Michelle Obama. I love Michelle Obama. I think she embodies, and if we're talking about Christian values, Michelle Obama embodies, she's the one that said, you go low, we go high. And that is
No, Obama said kick them when they're down. No, that was Eric Holder, I believe.
Yeah, that's Michelle Obama really embodies.
You like Big Mama?
Absolutely, I love Michelle Obama. Yes, I love Michelle.
You really
Obama.
Like Big Mama Michelle?
I love Michelle Obama.
Would you have Michelle at your house?
Of course, yes.
If
Michelle,
broke
come,
into,
you're invited
broke,
any time.
If Big Mama broke into your home to try to set up shop, would you let her break in?
To try to set up shop? What did she
to say? Live there? Would you let her move in, break in?
Michelle Obama?
Big Mama Michelle.
I don't think she would try to break into my house, but she wouldn't have to break in.
Break
I would
in.
Open my door wide and invite her for tea. I would make tea and you know,
would you
croissants.
Do that for illegal and later, aliens too?
Once again, I have had friends that are undocumented immigrants.
You have illegal alien friends?
I have, yes, absolutely.
You help them break the law?
I help them break law? No, I don't help them break.
But you know that they're
once
illegal
again,
aliens.
A lot of our laws are unjust in this country.
So let me ask you, do you believe that a Christian should be a Democrat?
I believe that Christians should follow the values and teachings of Jesus Christ as a Christian.
Do you believe that Christians should be Democrats?
No, I'm not saying that. I think that Christians should follow the teachings of Jesus Christ and that those values are going to probably lead you away from being a supporter of Donald Trump.
Do you believe
that's
that
why
Christians
we're
should be
Trump.
Democrats?
I once again, I no, I don't think that we can categorize and say
you
Christians
said, no,
should
you
be
don't
Republicans.
Believe that a Christian should be a Democrat.
No, I don't think that Christians should be anything specific.
Why you don't we believe have, that a Christian should be a Democrat?
I believe that Christians should follow the teachings of Jesus Christ.
Why you don't think
values.
They should be Democrats?
I think that more likely it's going to be that you're
why
going
do you
to be.
Why don't think they should be though?
Why do should they be?
Yeah. Why you say
because
you don't believe that a Christian should be a Democrat.
Because the
why don't you believe that they should be a Democrat?
The values of the Democratic Party, the platform, aligns much more with the values and teachings of Jesus Christ than
Christians don't support abortion or homosexuality or transgender.
Jesus never talked about any of those issues. And he
yes,
talked
he
about taking care
you're
of the least of these.
You're not being honest about Jesus.
No, I am. Look at what Jesus actually said. He talked about loving our neighbor, and then whenever
you
he was asked
Jesus
who was that
so
neighbor,
weak and
it
Jesus
was the Samaritan.
Is not gay.
Now, Jesus is very strong,
is
and
he,
there's strength in love.
Gay?
It's harder to love than it is to hate.
Is he a homosexual?
And that's the point.
Is Jesus a homosexual?
It's harder to love than it is to hate.
Is
that's
Jesus
the point.
A homosexual?
Once again, that's a crazy. I'm not even answering that question.
Why not?
Because that's a ridiculous question.
Is
sorry.
Jesus a homosexual?
That's a ridiculous question. I'm not answering.
Why are you
that
turning
question.
Him into a homosexual then?
Why am I what?
Turning him into a homosexual.
I'm not.
You make him all feminine, soft,
no.
and beta.
I'm
girly.
His words. That's his words. Jesus said, love your neighbor.
I
got
to ask you this. In 2012, Democrats voted to remove God from their platform, party platform. The Democratic National Convention, they booed when God got added back in. What do you think about that?
That actually was not what happened. I was there
no,
in
I
the
was,
room.
I watched it on TV. I saw
the,
what happened.
Well, I was there in the room. I was at the Democratic National Convention
that year.
Did you
want
year.
God removed from the platform?
Actually, one of our advisory board members was a delegate that year, and she explained to me exactly what happened. They were not booing God. They were booing this.
No, they booed.
Process
they
that was happening.
Platform.
That wasn't what they were booing. They weren't booing God. There are so many Christian. In fact, like I said, one of the delegates there that night.
Do you
is
feel
Christian
that you're an honest woman?
And was in our advisory board.
Do you feel that you're an honest
yes,
woman?
Yes, yes.
You're honest.
Yes.
Amazing. So I got to ask: are you pro-Israel?
Pro-Israel?
Yes.
I'm pro-peace.
Are you pro-Israel?
I don't know exactly what that means. I need to
know,
what pro means. Yes.
Do you know what Israel
I'm
means?
I am for peace, absolutely, in
are
the region
pro?
And for Israel, absolutely. As a democracy, Israel is one of our strong allies.
So
absolutely.
Are you pro-Israel?
I feel like you're trying to characterize something of what is pro-Israel means.
I'm just asking
I'm
the
not,
question.
So I'm not going to go
are
on record.
Are you pro-Israel?
Once again, I absolutely think that Israel is one of our strong allies, and I support Israel, and I support peace in the region, though.
But you can't tell me if you're pro-Israel.
No, I'm not going to say, because that almost implies that no matter what a country does or anything, I mean, why aren't you asking if I'm pro, I don't know.
Because I don't want to know
Australia
that.
Or pro, I mean, I don't know.
So you can't answer if you're pro-Israel.
I can't... because I'm not sure what that characterizes, so I can't.
Democrats are not pro-Israel. What do you think about that?
I don't agree with that. In fact, Barack Obama was very much a ally with Israel during his time.
No,
and they said, and
Obama
they,
was the worst.
The Prime Minister said that.
No.
The Prime Minister said
you're
that there's
nice
a strong alliance with, a, with the
nice.
Obama administration.
Obama was against white people and Israel.
Well, I don't, I'm a white person, and I don't think Obama was
no,
against
he would
me.
Like you very much.
I don't
no,
think, I never felt
like
Obama
you.
Was against me.
Let me ask, in 2012, the Democrats wanted to declare that Jerusalem is not the capital of Israel. But they reversed it before reversing it. Are you happy that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel? Are you happy about that?
I think that there was a lot of fallout potentially from that decision in the region, and I think we have to look at
are
at
you
peace
happy
first.
About that? That Jerusalem is the capital of Israel.
It's
are
not,
you happy about that?
It's not just a clear fact being able to say I'm happy about that. I think that we need to look at what's best for the region and for peace. And I don't know that that decision was necessarily the best
so
decision.
So you don't know if
peace.
You're happy about it or not?
No, I think that there, I don't know that there was good motive within the Trump administration.
So you're not happy about it?
I'm not happy about what I saw with peace unraveling somewhat
so
in the region.
So you're not happy about it?
Once again, absolutely support Israel, but no, I don't believe that that was probably
a
decision.
Do you support Palestine?
Once again, I think that we need to support
are you
peace
pro-Palestine?
In the, I'm not going to declare a pro of
they
anything
they want to
in
kill the
region.
Jews. They want to run them into the ocean. They don't want land. They want to kill the Jews. Are you happy about that?
Once again, I think we need to pray for peace and do
you
the best that
no
we can
peace.
Do. And we need to be doing whatever we can do to promote stability and peace in the
region. Are you happy that the Palestinians want to kill the Jews?
Again, we need to promote peace in the region. That's what needs to happen, whatever can happen to promote peace.
Well, Israel tried to give peace and they would not accept it.
That's all I'm going to say on that. There needs to be peace and stability in the region.
Your sister is listening.
My sister?
She's going to yell at you in the car. And then my sister.
Is she going to yell at me? I hope not.
So I got to ask, and Chloe, we have 5 minutes
okay.
here, so I say that there is no such thing as racism, sexism, Islamophobiaism, homophobiaism, or Jebediahism. There's only right or wrong, or good or evil.
Mm.
Do you agree with me?
No.
You believe in racism?
Yes.
Are you a racist?
No.
Do you know you're a racist?
Do I know racists? Personally, actually, I have known racists.
Are
personally.
You friends with racists?
No.
But you're not a racist. Why are you a racist?
Why? Because I'm a Christian.
Because the blacks say that all white people are racist.
Well,
are they wrong about that?
I don't think the black community thinks that.
Yeah, most black people, they don't trust you.
I have a lot of black friends, and they don't think that I'm a racist.
They're your friend as long as you go along with them.
Well,
but the moment you disagree
not...
with the Father Messiah or Big Mama or any of the... black people, they're going to turn on you.
I don't think that's true.
You know that's true.
I don't think that that's true.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
It's only hatred or love. It's anger and hatred and or love, and they don't have love for you.
Well, I don't agree with that.
Yes, you do. Go down in the hood, you'll find out.
I have very close black friends, and they do have love for me.
You are a supporter of the so-called social justice, is that right?
Absolutely.
And why?
Because the gospel is a social justice gospel.
Why you guys turn into gospel in such a liberal, flimsy,
that was not me. This is the words of Jesus Christ and the apostles.
What does social justice mean?
What does social justice mean? It has a lot of meanings to a lot of different people. The way that we characterize social justice is, again, the social gospel, Matthew 25. And Jesus said, separating the sheep from the goats. And that's really where Jesus came down and said, who is sin and what is sin and what is not sin? Who is a sinner? Who's a saint? And that was based on taking care of the least of these.
Are you a saint or a sinner?
Well, I can't call myself a saint because if I did that, then that would be prideful and boastful, and that's sinful. But I strive to be a follower, the best follower of Jesus
well,
that I can possibly be.
You're doing the wrong thing.
I strive to do the best
I
can on a daily basis.
So you're for social justice, right?
Absolutely.
Was Jesus a social justice person?
Absolutely. He was a progressive.
That is a shame. Do your father know you feel this way?
Yeah, my father preaches this.
He does?
You can see the live stream.
Beta!
He would not care if he said that.
Tell your daddy he's a beta. He's not the head of his wife.
He would not mind hearing that whatsoever.
He'd like to be called beta?
I don't think he's ever been called that.
But yeah, he's a beta. Are you, last question, okay. Well, two last questions. Are you in favor of political correctness?
I think that at times it goes too far. I do think it goes too far at times, but I'm in favor of not having hate speech.
Do you love President Trump?
I pray for him. I don't love the things he does. I don't hate him, but I hate the things he does and that he says.
Do you love him?
I don't hate him.
Do you love him?
I love everybody, but no, I don't.
Do you love President Trump, the great white hope?
No, not in that characterization that you're
thinking. Do you love President Trump?
I hate the things he does.
Do you love President Trump?
As a Christian, I don't feel that it's okay to hate anybody, so I do not hate him.
Do you love President Trump?
Not in the characters that you, I think you're trying to get me to say I love President Trump or something, and I as a Christian, I pray for him. I don't.
Do you love President Trump?
What do you mean by love?
You don't know what love is?
No, I do know what love is.
What is love?
Are you trying to get me to say?
What is love?
Love is, are you talking about agape love in the sense of, it's very hard to love somebody that spews the kind of hate and venom that Trump does, but as a child of Christ, I strive to love him the best I can, even though I hate what he does. Is that an answer?
Love? What is love?
Love is patient, love is kind. 1 Corinthians 13
but
tells us exactly what love is.
But you don't have any of that.
Well, I strive to. I strive to best I can. I think I'm kind.
And are you in favor of the big, beautiful wall going up around the border?
Absolutely not.
You don't want a wall?
Absolutely not.
You want it wide open?
No, not wide open. No, we have laws, and we need to have laws, and we need to fix the entire system. It needs to be fixed.
I read that your organization is going down to the borders to welcome the illegal alien.
No, to help
migrant.
The refugees that are suffering. That's what we're doing.
And you're giving them supplies. Is that true?
Yes, absolutely.
And you feel good about that?
Yes, I'm very happy that we're able to do this.
Should the president, the Great White Hope, let these illegal alien mob come into our country?
They need to go through, he needs to allow them to go through the proper process to present themselves at the border and to ask for asylum, and then for them to go through that process with their family intact and in a humane and in a timely manner, the way that our law says
Amazing.
It should be done.
And so, do you agree with me that the Democratic Party is addicting minorities to their organization by giving them free stuff?
No.
They give them free stuff.
No, that's not what's happening.
Are you saying no to that too?
That's social justice.
It's Obama. Obama give out free phones.
That was a wonderful program. The phone program
free?
That helped so many people.
Were they free?
Yes, they were, and that helped a lot of people.
Did he give away free health care?
In some cases, but not every case.
Is the Democrat in favor of giving away welfare?
Are they in favor of that? They're not in favor of just giving away welfare just to anyone here or take welfare. I mean, it's about helping people have a safety net.
Away free food
people
stamps?
Who are poor, people who have had a rough time in life. I mean,
are they in favor of giving food
net?
Stamps?
Yes.
And is that evil?
Absolutely
to
not.
To addict people to you like that?
It's not addicting people. I think that's as a follower of Christ, I absolutely believe we need to be helping the hungry,
Amazing.
The poor. That's the mandate of Jesus.
Where is the kingdom of heaven?
What is the kingdom
of heaven? Where is it?
Where is it?
Yes.
Where is the kingdom of heaven?
Yes.
I guess I don't understand the question.
You are a Christian woman and you can answer where is the kingdom of heaven?
Where is the kingdom of heaven? Well, I believe Jesus is in my heart, so and we're supposed to store up treasures in heaven, not on earth. Is that
where is the kingdom of heaven?
Where is the kingdom of heaven? Well, I believe that the kingdom of heaven, we have Jesus Christ in our heart, so I guess.
Where is the kingdom of heaven?
Where is the kingdom of heaven? I guess I don't know. Understand the question.
Beta! And what is a man?
What is a man? Like,
besides the body part, like what is a man?
What is a man? Well,
what is a man?
Is a creation of God, the same as a woman is a creation of God.
Is Bruce Jenner a man or a woman?
Bruce Jenner identifies as a woman.
And how do you see him?
As a woman, as he identifies.
Amazing. My last question. My final question. Did you have fun?
Most of the time, yes, I did.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
I absolutely appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Right. And thank you for tuning in, folks. I really, really appreciate it. Let us hear from you. Don't forget to like, tweet, follow, share. And don't forget our Indiegogo campaign that we have going on there, all right? We absolutely appreciate it. And, any question, Kelly? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, we got to do some live questions real fast. We're YouTube live.
All right.
Okay, Kelly.
Oh, yep.
Oh, okay. Hate is not a Christian value, and it says ChristianDims.org, our website, right underneath. That's the shirt. The pendant. I'm a gamer geek. This is Legend of Zelda. So I'm a geek.
Who is Zelda?
Zelda is the princess in the Legend of Zelda. No, she's not. She's a princess.
Is she a princess witch?
No.
Where does she live?
In Hyrule.
In the Hyrule?
In Hyrule.
All right.
Okay, we have another question from HB2N, who super chatted $4.99.
Oh, thank you.
HB2N asks, can you ask Christina if she would support the right for Mary to have aborted Jesus?
Would you have supported the right for Mary to have aborted Jesus?
That's a ridiculous question. I'm sorry.
Would you have supported the right of Mary to abort Jesus?
How does one even answer that question?
You said women have the right to do it. Would you have given Mary that same right?
I think that women have a right over their own bodies to make that choice. But there do need to be restrictions. There should be restrictions. We're not... All the left isn't just abortion for all at any time. There have to be specific restrictions, absolutely.
Will you support Mary aborting Jesus?
I'm not even going to answer that question.
Why, are you scared, huh?
No, I'm not scared. That's just how do you answer that now?
You answer honestly.
Support women's right to choose.
You support Mary's right to choose to abort Jesus?
I don't even know. Mary would not have aborted Jesus.
Why not?
I can't even touch that.
Why not?
That's a ridiculous question.
Mary was a woman. She was pregnant with Jesus.
No.
You don't give her the same right you give other women?
I'm just not even going to answer that question.
You're not going to answer that?
No.
Oh, she didn't answer that?
No.
Write it down on your pad.
I don't.
Yell at her. That's your sister.
Yeah.
They your big sister or younger sister?
She's actually from Australia. She is my spiritual sister. She's been here for 12 years.
Make sure you give her some spirituality before you leave. All right, Kelly.
One more question.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard this kind of thing before. Once again, the late-term abortions, by and large, it's very, very rare that a late-term abortion is not to do with the viability of the fetus and having to do with the health of the mother. And usually that's a very difficult decision, and it comes down to the health of the mother or viability of the fetus.
Are you okay with that, though?
And in that case, that has to be between a woman and a doctor. Women have been making that types of choices for thousands of years.
Why are women so evil that they are willing to kill children?
Well, that has to be a husband and a wife's choice together.
No, they keep the husband out.
No, it has to be the husband and wife's choice many times.
Why are they so evil that they commit abortion like that?
That's again, how can you say that about someone who wants their baby, but there's something wrong with the baby, and that's basically a miscarriage. And that's a sad thing.
Obama
we have to have compassion
supported a bill
that
says if a baby should come out alive during a botched abortion, let the baby die on the medical table. Are you okay with that too?
Once again, I'd have to see that exact law, what you're talking about.
When he was Senator of Illinois, he was, I think, the only one who supported a bill that said if a baby comes out alive during a botched abortion, let the baby die on the medical table.
I think
don't give it help. Are you a supporter of that too?
No, I think that we need moderation in all things, and abortion is one of those. There's ways we can protect both the unborn and a woman's rights to choose, and that's what we need to be focused on. I don't think the far left is any better than the far right on that issue. We need
no, because the left is screwed up.
We need to come together.
Are you in support of Planned Parenthood? It was reported that they sold the body of babies.
That was a lie.
For a profit.
That was the
were
guys
you
went
okay
to jail.
With that? They no, admitted the guy, that themselves.
No, the guys went to jail that did
so
that.
Was
that
was Planned Parenthood lying when they said it.
No, that yes, that was a lie. That was
they
a doctor.
Were lying?
That was a doctor video.
They
the guys
lying.
Went to jail that
That's
did that.
True.
They actually were convicted.
But do you support Planned Parenthood
yes,
selling body parts?
No, I don't, because they don't do that. But
amazing.
I support Planned Parenthood because they actually the presence
you support
of,
Planned Parenthood.
The presence of Planned Parenthood actually reduces abortions.
70% of Planned Parenthood abortion meals are located in the inner cities.
Just,
and black babies are being killed every day.
Anywhere between
1,200 and 1,500.
Without Planned Parenthood,
are you happy with that?
No, what I'm not happy with is that the more we defund family planning, the more abortions
I don't
will
I don't pay for abortion. I'm not for that. Should
more,
I have to pay?
The more we fund family planning, the less abortions we will
Should
have.
Should I have to pay for abortion if
well,
I'm not a supporter?
Do you want to reduce abortions? That's my question. Do you want to reduce them? You want
no,
them to
answer
be
my
less?
Question first. Should I have to pay for abortion if I'm not for it?
There is no such thing as taxpayer-funded abortion.
That's not true.
Well, it is.
Okay. You're not being honest.
It is true. No, I am being honest. That's true. There's no such thing as taxpayer-funded abortion.
Your Christian sister don't like this.
She's agreeing with me.
Oh, she's the wrong Christian. Okay, one more, we'll be done.
Frank Arietta asks Christina if she supports Sharia.
You support Sharia law?
No.
You support Allah U Abba?
There's no supporting. I'm a Christian, so, I mean, I support everyone's right in America to worship as they believe. That's America.
Do you support Allahu Akbar?
Support everyone's constitutional right to worship.
How about Allahu Akbar?
I support everyone's constitutional right to worship.
How about Allahu
Akbar? That is.
But that's just a made-up name. He's like letting.
Well, and if someone wants to worship that name, they are
so
free to
in this
country.
So you don't have any standards at all, right?
No, that's freedom in America. You are free to worship.
But they don't
choose.
Like you. The Muslims don't like the Christians.
Well,
that's
infidels, not necessarily
true.
No, I have
death.
Muslim friends.
Don't
they
trust
do.
Them.
I have Muslim friends.
You know who are these?
I
you want to see the eyes? Do you have friends wear those things?
I have Muslim friends, yes.
And they wear those who are these?
I don't have a friend that wears the full burqa.
God.
I think so. I don't know anyone
you.
That wears those.
When they come with those hoods on,
but
crying,
I love them
Allah
the same
Allah.
As I love anyone else.
You don't
in
love
this country.
Trump.
I didn't say that.
Do you love Trump?
I answered that already.
And what was your answer?
My answer was that it's difficult to love someone that spews the kind of hate.
President Trump?
But as a Christian, I don't feel that I can. That I can be a Christian without loving.
Do you love
even
President Trump?
So I love even Trump, but I hate what he does and I hate what
do
he says.
Do you love that horse-faced hooker?
Once again, it's extremely offensive all the way around.
Is it more
yes,
offensive
love,
to be called horse-faced or to be a
who did Jesus
to be a slut?
Who did Jesus stand with in
which
the circle? He stood with the woman who was caught in adultery. He said, "Who are you to judge?"
More.
He said, "Who are you to judge?"
Right,
first,
no,
he said to the Pharisees.
Sin no more.
But first, he said to the Pharisees.
I gotta ask you in closing, which is more offensive, to be a slut or to be called horseface?
I'm not even answering that.
What?
Jesus stood in the center with the Pharisees, and he said,
"Who is
without sin?"
Which is more offensive, to be called slut or horseface?
Let's just let it rest there.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I really appreciate you coming on.
Yeah.
And thank you folks for tuning in. Once again, YouTube Live, hi. And thank you for tuning in as well. And don't forget to like, follow, tweet, subscribe, share, support the Indiegogo campaign that we have going on. Just scroll down to thefallenstate.tv, click on or scroll down there. Every dollar helps. All right. Thank you so much and God bless. Thank you.
Uh-huh. All thank right. you. All right. Yeah. That was interesting.
They're going to take a couple of pictures here.
Oh, are they? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Can you get a couple of photos, Jess? All right, thank you.
That was fun.